nearby land. Guided by the sun, stars, and the Earth's magnetic field, seabirds navigate over thousands of miles of featureless ocean. They must all return to land to breed, often on little more than dots of sand, which makes their navigational skills even more impressive. The greatest ocean wanderer, with its 2-meter wingspan, is the albatross. To find enough food for its oversized offspring, this black-footed albatross may have traveled a staggering 6,000 miles across the open ocean, looking for hotspots of squid and fish. The albatross nest on the tiny Hawaiian islands of French Frigate Shoals. This island may be only half a mile long, but it provides a base for around 300,000 seabirds. With food so hard to come by in the open ocean, newly hatched sooty tern chicks are easy pickings for the larger frigate birds. For hours on end, they survey the nesting ground, waiting for a chance to strike. A mother tries desperately to protect her helpless chick. But an unguarded chick is desperately vulnerable. It's what the frigate has been waiting for. No wonder the crew of the Essex called them the man of war birds. For 2 weeks, the frigate birds keep up their relentless aerial assault, until finally, the sooty tern chicks are old enough to get away. Tropical islands are an obvious magnet for life. But things are just as busy underwater.